The union representing university academics is accusing the University of Queensland of trying to gag its academics to protect a commercial arrangement with a drug company. The university has asked senior medical lecturer Dr. Andrew Gunn to apologise to the drug company CSL for concerns he raised about the marketing of the cervical cancer vaccine Gardasil. The union says the university is putting financial gain ahead of academic freedom. Ashley Hall reports.
A senior lecturer in general practice at the University of Queensland, Dr. Andrew Gunn, appeared on ABC Radio National in December, raising concerns about the extent of advertising of pharmaceuticals. One of the drugs he mentioned was Gardasil, the cervical cancer vaccine, developed by the company CSL in conjunction with the university. Dr. Gunn says his comments generated a hot response from CSL.
Well, they said that some of the statements I made were unprofessional and inaccurate. I said that some people were concerned about the cost of the vaccine, which, to be honest, didn't seem like a terribly contentious statement to make, but they weren't too happy about that. I said that there was a perception among patients that after you've had the vaccine, you mightn't need pap smears anymore, which again didn't seem a particularly contentious thing to say. I said that the vaccine I felt that it was getting marketed as if it might be the solution to cancer of the cervix, whereas it was expected to prevent about 70% of the cases. I really didn't feel that I was particularly hard on the vaccine, though, because, I mean, I did indicate I thought it was a scientific success and that I'm prescribing it readily, and in fact, that's true. I mean, I do think it's a good vaccine.
CSL complained that Dr. Gunn's comments were inappropriate and inconsistent with the long-standing relationship the company has with the university, especially given the school's involvement with developing Gardasil. That prompted the university secretary and registrar Douglas Porter to write to Dr. Gunn, asking him to apologise to the company.
It was suggested to me that I should apologise for misleading listeners, that the views I'd expressed were or had been officially endorsed by the university rather than being my own personal opinion.
And how did you feel about that?
Well, I always tend to assume if I hear somebody on the radio, they're introduced as holding a university title, that the views they're expressing are their own opinions, they're their own personal, professional opinions in their area of expertise, and that was really what my views were. I mean, of course, I'm quite happy to say that my views weren't endorsed by the university, because I was expressing my own personal opinions.
Dr. Gunn is reluctant to criticise the university's actions, but the National Tertiary Education Union is not. The union's policy and research coordinator, Paul Neist, says the university is violating Dr. Gunn's academic freedom.
The effect is to try and gag sort of academics and sort of, you know, they're not only sort of speaking out and sort of, you know, it's curious that sort of, you know, Senator Kim Carr, the Minister for Innovation, has recently made statements to the effect that not only do sort of people who are undertaking research, you know, in a public institution have the right to speak out and contribute to the public debate, but he also believes they have the responsibility. So there seems to be, you know, a contradiction in those two sort of positions where, you know, academics are expected to contribute to the public debate, whereas on the other hand, if there's some sort of commercial involvement, it appears that they are constrained.
Dr. Gunn won't say if he's already sent an apology letter to CSL. The union is considering whether to take the matter further.
Ashley Hall reporting, and PM invited the University of Queensland to take part in that story, but our offer was declined.